Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Tim Ryan is joining us on the UMA guest line. Big Tim, what's good? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rod. How about yourself, buddy?
Doing just fine. Who, in your estimation, are the two best guys to start a cornerback for the Niners on Sunday?
The two best corners. Well, Emmanuel Moseley, but not sure he's going to go. Listed as doubtful would be one of them. I don't know, because I haven't seen Josh Norman play in a while. Obviously, his reputation and his history, and I think he's going to be fine. We'll see what happens with him out there. But Demo Lenore is going to be out on the island, man. The rookie fifth rounder. So we'll see what he can do. And actually played pretty well in the game last week.
Until
the end, got beat on one. Goff was unable to get the hook up, overthrew it. But Demo played pretty good ball.
All 90 snaps, and they stayed away from him. So, I mean, you would expect for him to get the one corner start on Sunday. Other side, Dante Johnson, how are you feeling about him?
I feel all right about Dante. Dante can do a lot of stuff. He's got versatility. He's smart. Been here for a long time. He knows where he can get hurt in this defense. I thought it was a garbage DPI on him last week, and that went a long way towards the end of that game. He had his head turned, was playing the ball the whole way, had his hand on the guy's shoulder, and the guy actually stumbled a little bit and appeared like Dante had grabbed his shoulder and pulled him down, but I didn't see it that way. So I feel great about him. He's not Jason Verrett. Jason Verrett was a tremendous player, and he is going to be missed. But, you know, I think one thing about Dante is he's played a lot of football, as has Josh Norman. So we're going to find out, because they're going to attack the perimeter, both in the run game, and they're going to see 5 to 7 screens and a different variety of them, the bubble screens and the tunnel screens, and trying to get those corners blocked. So we're going to find out in a hurry.
Man, I'm really looking forward to seeing Kinlaw, if Kinlaw's ready to go. I mean, we've never seen Bosa and Ford and now Ebukam with a healthy Kinlaw and a healthy Street. And to me, if you put them all together, that's a lot to deal with. What do you think we'll see? What did you think of Week 1's pass rush? And what do you think we'll get out of Kinlaw this week?
Yeah, I thought I'll start on the inside. I thought DJ Jones did some good stuff, moved some people. He's got a little more quicks than you think, and that's a matchup. Now, when you look at Philadelphia on the inside, that I think that they gotta get after, especially with all the stuff they do in terms of the read zone. And we always talk about the edge players and talk about the ends and the outside backers and the safeties and you know, the linebackers being, you know, mindful of their assignment and being focused and being disciplined. But any run game can get blown up if you do it from the inside out. So I think that inside run game, the D tackles are going to be a huge part of it. So DJ did well rushing the passer. You know, at the end, Goff had 29 freaking pass attempts in the fourth quarter. And you know, we were playing some off and soft. And there was a variety of things that allowed those opportunities and continued opportunities for them. Street, I thought, did a hell of a job and is only going to get better. And he's probably the guy I'm most excited about on the inside, only because we haven't seen him really ever come off of a healthy offseason. I think this was the first time he wasn't nursing or rehabbing something. And I'm telling you, in the explosion factor and the strength factor, he moves people and he can get from A to B when he gets, you know, he beats a block. And like Goff had tried to spin out of it on that sack, and there's no way 95 was tracking him down. So he's got a lot to him. So he rushed well. I was fine with him. I think Sampson can be better. He's got to turn it up a little bit. Certainly has the skill sets. The defensive ends, the numbers, I think, speak for themselves. I talked to Bosa, and he said that, you know, he wasn't totally satisfied with his 50 plays. You go back and watch the tape, and they were unaware at times of some of the chips that were coming at him. And the Lions did a hell of a lot of that, chipping with, you know, snugged up receivers, chipping with the running backs in a whole bunch of different ways. So give him credit for that. But when there was one-on-ones and, you know, he was beaten, and I thought the kid, Penei Sewell, is better on the – we talked about this last week, better on the left side than he was on the right, because he struggled in the preseason on the right. And then D Ford, what can you say? Eco boost, baby. Turn and burn around the corner. And 30 plays for him, probably a few too many. But based on last year and I think where everybody was in terms of the narrative and what his future was as a 49er, I'm super stoked on D Ford.
How big a key to the game, Tim, will be a disciplined pass rush?
It'll be big because, you know, Jalen Hurts is he's the point guard that makes it all work. It truly is, like, when you look at it, to me, it's like basketball on grass. They'll spread you wide open. There's not a lot to it in terms of their passing concepts. And he gets back, and the ball's coming out quick. And if it's not coming out quick, he's going to escape either, you know, running around if you lose contain at the left end, or if you get too far upfield, he'll slip underneath and get out the side door. And he loves to get out to his right and throw from out to his right. So, you know, I think there's ways to pressure him from the left and tell the guy out to the right, don't even rush. I mean, don't get engaged with the right offensive tackle and not be able to at least make a play on him once they spill him outside with pressure. You can, you know, pressure him from the right, force him to the left where he's more of a runner and have a flush rusher out there to track him down. So that's easier said than done, but there's ways to do it. I think the whole idea when you play a guy like this is you want to try like hell to keep him in the pocket and make him a pocket passer, because he's certainly not the same when he's, you know, thrown out of the well and trying to go through his reads. But like I said, easier said than done. And I don't know, man. I think that if you watch the Atlanta tape, to me, Atlanta did not look tremendously prepared for all the stuff they were getting. And there were some busts, and there were certainly some challenges trying to stop that running game. But that's what this game's about. Larry talked about it. You talked about the rush lanes. You say what you want about, look, Debo and Kittle, and they're going to get their touches, and running after the catch and all that stuff's going to be important because Philly counts on that front four, and they sit back and play a lot of zone, unlike what they did last year under Jim Schwartz when there was a lot of man coverage. So this game's about the line of scrimmage, man, and it's the strength of this team, a healthy offensive line. They're massive. They're good players. Kelsey's still there in the middle. And then defensively, Brandon Graham can still do it. They're much different than they were before with Schwartzy running the wide nines and the four-man front. Their base is the 3-4. Gannon's brought in a lot of the Ram stuff, Indy stuff. And they play with three down linemen and two stand-up outside backers that can both bring it and got good depth behind them. So this is going to be a slug match at the line of scrimmage, and whoever wins in terms of the big boys up front are going to be the ones that I think walk away with a victory after this one.
And so you've detailed how the Niners cannot be hurt by Jalen Hurts running. Why have they had trouble with running quarterbacks in the recent past?
There's some really good ones that they played against. Kyler Murray is a flash. Lamar Jackson is a flash. Russell Wilson knows when to run and how to run and has everybody run off when he breaks contain and runs it at the right time. You know, I do think that there's ways of defending the zone read, and whatever the plan is, you got to be disciplined in what you're doing. And if you go back, and the opener wasn't great last year, I don't remember the exact numbers for Kyler. I know he had the one touchdown where, you know, Jimmy had an angle on him and it was hard to even get a hand on him. And if you can remember back to the start of the 20 season, but it got better certainly in the second game at the end of the year. So maybe some of those concepts to slow him down, but he's going to be a handful, and the guy that he's handing it off to is a handful in Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the explosives because, you know, the Niners got five explosive pass plays against Detroit, and that was the exact thing that Philly took away from Atlanta. Atlanta's got Ridley. They've got some decent receivers, but they got very – almost no explosive plays in that game. You mentioned it. You know, last year they put a lot of heat on the quarterback. This year, they're going to rush four. They don't blitz. They're going to sit in that zone. Are the Niners – how important is it for the 49ers to get those explosive plays? If they can't get them, how do you see them?
Well, at the end of the day, when you look up and look at explosives, it's probably going to be a pretty big indicator on, you know, who wins or who loses. I think it all starts with protection. If you're on the offense, I mean, Matt Ryan, they couldn't get explosive plays because they couldn't get Javon Hargrave blocked. Yeah, he couldn't get those guys blocked up inside. And again, they're bringing it, and they got waves of them. You know, that's another thing. I mean, when you start talking about Jalen Hurts on the other side, you've got to have guys when the depth players come in and the backup guys, they got to come in, and there can't be a big drop off, especially at the tempo that these guys like to go after a big first down or after a big play. So I think it all starts with protection offensively. And if they can block those four, and, you know, I like the matchups. McGlinchey's got a huge matchup against Brandon Graham, and when they're bringing, you know, Jannard Avery and those guys off the edge. But if they can get those guys blocked, those zone holes are going to open up. I mean, period. The zone can't shut it all down if there's not a good four-man rush. So that's going to be the key to getting those big plays. Look, you look at them on the back end, Philadelphia, they got playmakers. They got guys with histories in the league and the corners that they're playing. But I think there's some matchups they can take advantage of in between the numbers. So, you know, Kittle can yak. He sure as hell can yak. Debo can yak. So if you can protect, Jimmy will get the ball to those guys.
I can yak, too. A couple beers. Boom. I'm good to go.
Pass out in the bush.
You're gonna double up that beer bong. You'll be yakking.
I'd rather have some yak. Anybody got some Remy? Some of that cognac.
I might die at this age. I'm getting a damn beer bong.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker, and my son like fed me a beer bong. We were out fishing. Like, I don't know.
How'd it go down?
That's a son right there. That's right.
Yeah, there you go, man. Take it. And then I realized now this is more than a beer. And then it was like Foam City. Yeah, I doubled you up, Dad. I knew it.
Oh,
I knew something was wrong.
Just what a heartwarming scene. A father-son out fishing, bonding, and the son saying, Dad, won't you hit this beer bong here real quick?
Bong here. Right. 26. Let's
family, call the like family this. That beer bongs together stays together.
It's like that's a Norman right. Rockwell.
There we go. Exactly. I like that.
Hey, Tim, have safe travels. Have a great call, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you guys are awesome. Have a great weekend.
All right, Tim, take it easy, man.
Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.